Dr. Stavlich?
Here.
Dr. Popio?
Here.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Here.
Ms. Gowan? Dr. Campbell?
Here.
Dr. Spatt? Dr. Spatt? Dr. Rubin?
Present.
Dr. Spatt, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
And Ms. Tibbetts, are you with us?
Yes.
I believe we have called Dr. Slavik.
Okay, we're
ready
to roll. Let's call to number 6A, which would be Ryan Coon. Can you give us a quick summation on him?
Yes. Dr. Salek, members of the board, this is an application for clinical training, the initial issuance. This is for Ryan Coon. The application reflects an affirmative answer to one background question. Applicant supplied the board with the required written supplement, indicating an 11-5-2010 DUI charge. Search documents do disclose this incident. Staff recommends approval of the application.
Brian,
are
you on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you
want to
add?
I clarified everything in the letter. I learned from the city. Are you moving forward?
Okay. Any problems currently with alcohol?
No, sir.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion that we approve him for his clinical training. And roll call,
Dr. Sedlick?
Hi.
Dr. Popio?
Hi.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Hi.
Ms. Gowan? Dr. Campbell? Dr. Spatt?
Hi.
Dr. Rubin?
Hi.
Ms. Gallen, are you on the line with us? I can't hear you. Dr. Stavlich, could you hear Dr.?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, I can't hear her.
Okay.
So we have lost her.
Okay. Motion carries.
Motion carries. Let's move on to 6B, and that would be John Huebner. Dale, could you give us a rundown on him, please?
Absolutely. This, again, is an application for clinical training initial issuance. Application reflects an affirmative answer to one or more background questions. Applicant supplied the board with the required written supplement indicating a 9-26-2015 underage drinking charge. Search documents do not disclose this incident. Staff recommends approval of the application.
John, are you on the phone? Hey, John, you can hear us out there. I'll make a motion that he's approved for clinical training. It would have been nice if he would have had appeared via telephone, but he has not. So I'll need a second.
And roll call. Dr. Stavlich.
Hi.
Dr. Popio?
Hi.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Hi.
Ms. Gowan? Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next would be 6B, and that would be Emma Younghan.
This also is an application for clinical training certificate initial issuance. Applicant reflects an affirmative answer to one background question. Applicant supplied the board with the required written supplement indicating a 2014 charge for paraphernalia. Source documents do disclose this incident, placing the arrest date at 12/27/2013 for possession of marijuana. Source documents indicate required completion of a diversion program and payment of $755 fee. Staff recommends approval of the application.
And is Emma on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Any current issues or problems?
No, sir.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that she is approved for clinical training. Roll call.
Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
A motion carries.
That's
what
Jennifer
Dressler. Okay. Again, this is an application for clinical training initial issuance. Application reflects an affirmative answer on two background questions. However, one affirmative answer does not apply to the applicant because the applicant is a plaintiff in a case. Applicant supplied the board with a required written supplement indicating a shoplifting charge at 16 or 17 years old. Source documents do not disclose this incident. Staff recommends approval of the application.
Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Anything?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Anything else going on with you?
Oh, no, that was 38 years ago, and I've actually gotten a law degree and been licensed in two states for now, and no other issues at all.
Okay, excellent. So I want to make the motion to approve her for clinical training.
Yeah. Dr. Sadlick?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve her for clinical training.
Doctor, did somebody second that? Thank you. Roll call, please. Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
May I ask one question?
Yes.
Since I'm going forward when I have to renew my clinical training certificates and all that stuff, will I have to appear every time for it, or?
No, you don't.
I do not believe so.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Let's move on to number 7. I will recuse myself on 7A.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I think the main one.
I think so. Motion carries.
Okay, number 7B, as in boy,
Dr. Rubin's medical license. I'll make a motion that is approved.
Well, this is Dr. Rubin, I'm refusing.
You didn't bring me up, Dr. Rubin.
I second it. This is Karen Tibbetts.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move on to number 8. Consent agenda. Has everyone read the past draft minutes of November 2012? Are there any issues or questions that we need to address? Now, a motion that we approve the consent agenda, and that would be draft minutes of November 12th, 8A. And I'll need a second.
This is Dr. Berkley, I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And let's move on to 9, review consideration
action. Board chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer. Does everyone
want to keep it the same?
Does anyone
have any different thoughts, ideas, suggestions?
Excuse me, Dr. Conway, you remember the board? Did you approve the minutes for October 8th
as well? I did not see that, but let's digress back to 8. So it'd be probably 8 then D.
Right. Correct. And so this is labeled 148. Dr. Popio, you were absent that day, so you would need to recuse.
So I'll make the motion for
Dr. Popio, I'll recuse.
Okay. So for the October minutes, I'll make the motion that those are approved.
Can I go for Ruben?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And
okay, I think it's done. We're on to number 9. Did I miss anything else,
Carol or Dale? No. Dr. Campbell, you need to recuse from this, please. You were absent that day.
The only thing is I want to confirm that vote was for BMC in number 8.
So would you like to, let me drive backwards on that. So for 8, A, B, and C, we already got November done.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got B done. Then C would be on which minutes to go?
So there two executive budget minutes. Listed here, one B, one C, and my technical concern is that you referenced C. It's a little humbled because it's a consent agenda, so maybe it was an A to C, but you were thinking of individually, and I don't think it was C.
Okay. And then C, Dr. Campbell, you were recused on that, correct? Did you work there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know, can you roll that? I'll make the motion that A to C is approved. The executive minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
No second?
I second.
Oh, okay. All those in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. So have we finished 8? Okay. So we got 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, number 9, review consideration regarding election of board chair, vice chairman, secretary, treasurer. People want to keep it the same. People have other ideas.
People have
most physicians are happy where they're at. I find people where they are.
Any thoughts, discussions?
Dr. Shadlick as chair, Dr. Popio as vice chair, and Ms. Tibbetts as secretary treasurer. Do we have a motion? Is there a second?
Dr. Campbell will second.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Campbell. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Let's go on to number 10, discussion and consideration of possible action regarding this was Dr. Papito. We had a chat about this, so I think it's definitely worth getting into some of the discussion. Dr. Phil, can you kind of elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, for sure. And I have a approval for procedure sent to me. Essentially, another NASCAR doctor was going to be doing a hair transplant. It struck me a little funny that I'm concerned about what we've seen coming from the board regarding cosmetic procedures. I'm concerned about what I'm hearing now from the world as far as what NASCAR can get themselves into. And I understand that we have the ability to do minor surgery. Taking this and brought up, at what point does it cross that line? I worry about it from the standpoint of malpractice for the physician. Yes, I'm sure physicians are getting some malpractice. I just worry about it from the standpoint of liability. Does ever there be an issue? And I worry about it from the patient standpoint as far as the docs who have maybe a weekend course starting to do these procedures. So my thought was, I don't know how we would proceed with it. I just feel like it's a concern for physicians and patients both, and I know practitioners need to make a living, and I think that sometimes they're potentially putting themselves in a bad position, doing things that are beyond their scope, and doing things that are beyond their training. So I don't know how we can take it from there, or what additional, how we can define it, but that was my concern, and something I wanted to bring up and get some feedback from other board members as to, from your experience with some of the cosmetic cases we've had. Any concerns or talking about that too?
I mean, the concern that I would have is, if that goes pretty much what you said, a weekend course to do a hair transplant would be concerning. And I know it would probably, Gail and Sarah require a lot of legislative stuff, but perhaps we could, in addressing maybe at the next meeting, look, this person would have to have some type of accredited CME, AMA Category 1 type of training, so that we would know that they were proficient in that, should it come in front of the board.
my concern is a lot of the things that are being offered are really kind of off the spectrum in terms of what we call minor surgery.
This is Ruben. Are these things going to fall outside of how the board's funding code of practice?
I think it's definitely been pushing envelopes and what the legitimate code of practice.
I mean, I don't know what's involved in it, but I don't know if you have to make a cost organization to tell the board, treat the drugs or prep, like, maybe something that's been like, if there's a new surgical procedure, for instance, we need to see the balls in the scope of practice. You talk about livelihood and money spent, and it's like, hey, wait a minute, like, if we all of a sudden say, hey, you know, came to the board's attention that you're doing that falls outside the scope of practice, you can't do that, then you're going to be like, why didn't you tell me before, or something like that, and it's not our business to monitor. But the IVs are pretty clear to read in the rules. Medications we know we can and can't prescribe, it's pretty clear. Typical therapies aren't, we don't have taught in school, they fall in categories, but minor surgical procedures can't just be locked into just minor surgery, and I know scope is generally defined as what is taught in schools, and I know there's sort of things that are on the fringe with that. I don't recall if they teach hair transplants in school.
I don't think we have that in our class, Dr. Ruben.
I think we used to have that class, but I don't think we
have
I think it's a great call. So.
Yeah. I mean, does anyone have any suggestions on, that we know we take an act of Congress to revise it? Is it something we should just be aware of? And, it is a stretch, as you said, to go with, liposuction, hair, transplant, et cetera. Should we wait till we have a case? Should we have some type of general notice out? Does anyone have any ideas?
And so, Dr. Stavik,
this is Sarah. I was just going to say there is a definition of naturopathic medicine in the statute. Perhaps that could be a guiding point for discussion.
Okay. Is that a pretty short paragraph?
Needs is taught in approved school of naturopathic medicine.
Okay. What's your thoughts, Dr. Papil, Dr. Ruben, Dr. Sash? I didn't have the class. I don't know. I know Dr. Ruben did.
I didn't have the
faculty
either, so,
I know there's a lot of things that I've learned after, school that I think are applicable in certain extent scope, right? And I don't know how to cut it off, and say, at what point does minor surgery transition into, something more than that? I just wanted to throw it out there. Are there any ways we can, at a minimum, just, educate our doctor population about just the risks and pitfalls of practicing, on the fringe or on the edge of the scope, essentially. So I don't know what we can do. It sounds like, defining it and outlining this procedure could, that procedure not, is my usual deal. So, maybe it's just a concern or a notice that goes out to the members at this point.
Would that be something we could have the AZMA send out?
ADMA or even board. Yeah. It would make sense. Okay.
Sharon, is that okay with you? You're still there?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I pause over this because you do have statutes that outline what is naturopathic medicine and if schools are now teaching things that were taught when you were in school or are no longer being taught. I think you have a guiding post. I also, you know, there are my competitive concerns too, like sending out notices. I'm thinking of issues that could arise based on a notice in my law that if you would mind, I'd like to research this for you and maybe present something at the next meeting.
Okay. All right, that's good. So what we'll do is we'll table number 10 and we'll discuss it on our next agenda. Is that enough time to sir?
I think it would be enough time.
And if it's not, then we could do it the following. Just let us know if you haven't had a chance to review it yet.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And then future agenda, we'll move 10 in. We'll have that as a future agenda item. But is there anything else that we need to have as a future agenda item? Anyone can think of?
Technology
dinner.
That's right.
Okay. If we need it, then we can always ask the help with it. And the last should be 12. So if there are any calls from public, anyone out there, going once, twice, and then sold. Okay, 408. And if no one of the board members has anything, then you can call the meeting.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good New Year to everybody.